Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra, in on-trend hues like green and citron and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriasecret.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Criminalia, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio.
It's said that this body snatcher once returned to the same gravesite at which he had earlier been caught digging, after he'd bought those who'd had detained him a drink. It's also said he dressed the bodies he stole, and that he had a, quote, villainous bald head. Welcome to Criminalia. I'm Maria Tremarke.
And I'm Holly Fry. Ohio was a hotbed of grave robbing activity in the United States in the 19th century. The first recorded account of a body snatched from its grave in the state was at Zanesville in the early 19th century. There are numerous stories about body snatching activities in Columbus, about 50 miles away, too, and nearly all were related to the supply and demand for cadavers at medical schools. One stands out for us among many snatchers from that town and state, who was a man named Charles Morton. Charles was a University of Michigan medical school dropout who went on to become well known in the body snatching business. He transported corpses in large vats that he had labeled pickles. But colorful though he is, Charles is not actually the only standout.
This episode of Criminalia doesn't take place in Columbus, Ohio. It takes place in Cincinnati during the mid-1800s, during the time of the American Civil War. Cincinnati was a rapidly growing city during the 19th century. The Ohio River provided numerous business opportunities, and hotels, restaurants, and taverns quickly opened to meet the developing needs of those traveling along the river. The city was also becoming a significant meatpacking center and was nicknamed the Porkopolis of the United States. We're interested in one of its notorious residents, the Resurrection Man, William Cunningham.
36 years before William hit the Cincinnati body snatching scene, Daniel Drake established the Medical College of Ohio in Cincinnati, which welcomed its first class in 1819. The city became a center for medicine, 13 medical schools were operating there between 1820 and 1880.
William was born in Ireland. His age is disputed, but many historians estimate he was probably born around 1807. When he died in 1871, the coroner estimated his age to be 65, which, you know, that matches up. But according to the U.S. Census, William's self-reported age in 1870 was 50. He may or may not have passed through Virginia before settling in Cincinnati. But we do know that William was actively stealing bodies from gravesites around Cincinnati from 1855 to 1871.
William's wife, Mary Cunningham, was frequently described as a, quote, fun-loving woman that liked her whiskey and was rough around the edges. She sounds great. She was also described as, quote, a bony, brawny-jawed Irish woman with a mouth like an alligator. She still sounds great.
I was just about to say that. Still great.
She may or may not have assisted her husband during his nighttime trips to the graveyard, at least in some capacity, during his 16 years in the business. We'll talk more about her later.
No one seems to have called William by his given name. Those who didn't call him Old Man Dead called him Old Cunny. He was known to be the local bogeyman, known as the Ghoul of Cincinnati, and tales of him coming to snatch you were used to frighten badly behaving children into shaping up. He appeared in folk tales around Cincinnati, including stories of his body-snatching adventures, as well as his luck eluding the law.
The Cincinnati Inquirer, on January 19, 1870, described William in this charming way, quote, "To have seen Cunningham is to retain him in your memory for a lifetime, for that ponderous yet gaunt frame, that strong marked face corrugated with age and crime, a canine mouth from the corners of which slowly trickles the generous saliva impregnated with the juices of nicotine, and that shuffling gait caused by a broken leg received from a charge of buckshot constitutes a tout ensemble sufficiently striking to make a very vivid impression." I love that entire description. So may I be described in such colorful ways.
I will take care of business for you.
He is also described as having been, quote, "a big, raw-boned man with a protruding lower jaw and an insatiable thirst for hard liquor."
According to the 1870 census, William drove an express wagon, at least for his day job. That's how he's listed in the city directory at the time, and local papers note that as his occupation as well. Some records suggest he was a drayman driver, which is a person who delivers beer. At night, though, he snatched and sold fresh corpses, an undercover job that was definitely not listed in the city directory. It's estimated that William snatched at least 100 bodies during his career and sold each for between $20 and $30 to medical schools. Without a legal way for people to donate their body for dissection, this is a problem we've talked at length about this season. The schools were eager to buy them, even if they were procured illegally.
We're going to take a break here for a word from our sponsor. And when we're back, we're going to describe exactly how Old Man Dead transported the bodies he stole.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by SimpliSafe. Listen, you listen to true crime podcasts, you know that the world can be dangerous and unpredictable and that there will unfortunately be people who want to hurt each other. And so it's kind of nice to get a little peace of mind by having a good home security system. Just take a few precautions, and I recommend looking at SimpliSafe home security. I've had my home broken into in the past, and it was a terrible feeling, even though nothing that bad really happened. Aside from an intruder, I just really like knowing that I have a security setup that lets me check in on my pets when I'm not home. That is a huge peace of mind giver when I am out traveling. SimpliSafe sent me a whole home security system, and I was really, really impressed by the variety of indoor and outdoor cameras they offer. And the whole thing is backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. Get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. Just visit simplisafe.com/criminalia. That's SimpliSafe, SimpliSafe.com/criminalia. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Hey, everybody, it's Holly. Listen, I've been doing stuff on stage since I was a kid, which means that I have been doing my makeup since I was a kid. And I can turn out a look when I need to, but on my day-to-day, I really like to keep it a little more relaxed and low-key. I don't have time for a full face most of the time. But that also means that Thrive Cosmetics can have me covered no matter what I'm doing, whether I'm doing something on stage, like I have an appearance or a live show, or I'm just running to the grocery store. Something in their line is perfect. And what I really love and what's important to me is that they are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free. And to me, cruelty-free is very important in the cosmetics I use. I mentioned that I've been doing my makeup for a long time. I've gotten older in that time. And one of the things that I've done to refresh my look is switch over to their Brilliant Eye Brighteners and use something like a rose gold shade to really like go all around my eye and then just blend it out and get a daytime smoky look. It makes me look a little more youthful and more refreshed. And it's just easy as pie, and it means that I don't have to mess with a whole ton of products. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/criminalia. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/criminalia for 10% off your first order.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection, in on-trend hues like Black Shine, Green, and Citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. And now, in this season's must-have shades and patterns, add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Welcome back to Criminalia. Go ahead and guess what was in the box William deposited at the U.S. Express office since COD. Let's see if you're right.
Being a body snatcher was hard work. It was physically demanding work. According to the Cincinnati Inquirer, the body snatching process was kind of like this. Quote, they don't really open the grave. They simply dig a hole about 2 feet square over the head of the coffin. When they get to that, they break out the coffin head and fasten big hooks to which strong ropes are attached under the arms of the corpse and haul it out by main force.
William, it said, was fearless when it came to both digging up and transporting bodies. Greg Hand, local Cincinnati historian, describes William's transportation setup, and we quote, he would disguise the corpses that he had just pulled from the grave by having them sit next to him on his wagon as he drove through town, passing the police. After his death, a story about William, told by a, quote, very knowing acquaintance, appeared in a local newspaper on March 1st, 1874. It was very likely a physician who did business with him, and it goes like this. One night, I remember, I met Cunny driving into the city with a stiff, and horrible as the sight was, there was something grotesquely ludicrous about it. He had placed the corpse in a sitting position on the seat beside him and had dressed it in an old coat and a vest and a played-out hat. He kept his arm round the waist of the corpse to steady it from the jolting of the vehicle, but every now and then the horrid thing would double up on the seat and its head kept bobbing up and down in the ghastliest way you ever saw. Then old Cunny would give the stiff a slap in the face and say, "Sit up. This is the last time, by God, I'll ever take you home when you get drunk. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, drunk as a boiled owl with a wife and children to support." Can you even imagine this scene? Can you remember? Oh my God. Yeah. I have many times in my imagination.
It's Weekend at Bernie's. We've seen it many times.
We've seen it all.
As we talked about earlier, a growing number of medical schools opened and flourished in Ohio during the mid-19th century. During the years that William was active at his night job, there were at least 5 established schools operating throughout Cincinnati, including the Medical College of Ohio on 6th Street, the Cincinnati College of Medicine and Surgery at Central and Longworth, the Eclectic Medical Institute at Court and Plum Streets, Miami Medical College on 12th Street, and the Physio Medical College on the corner of 7th and Cutter Streets. Each of those schools had anywhere from a few dozen to a few hundred students, all of whom needed cadavers to study human anatomy.
Medical schools needed a certain number of bodies, not for seizing classrooms, but for anatomy training. Because they weren't able to secure them through legal means, most worked with body snatchers, and some were pretty creative in their relationships with the local resurrection men. If you were delivering to 6th Street, for instance, the Medical College of Ohio had a pretty convenient feature. The school, and we quote historian Greg Hand on this again, had a drop-off chute for bodies so that a wagon could drive down the alley out back of the school, unload a body into the chute, and it was picked up there by the anatomical professor the next day. Deliveries took place at night, and so did dissection demonstrations, which have been described as taking place in, quote, poorly lit laboratories in the midst of a rowdy crowd of tobacco-smoking and chewing students.
William didn't let something like location hold him back from making money in his business. And unlike most body snatchers, his reach went beyond Cincinnati. He would ship bodies to out-of-town and out-of-state physicians, including as far away as Kansas. At least, that's the farthest we know of. As reported in the Cincinnati Daily Gazette on January 20th, 1870, and note that there's some outdated language in this quote, Cunningham, the resurrectionist, deposited a box at the U.S. Express office marked Glass with Care, COD, Dr. M. P. Hayden, Leavenworth, Kansas. Suspicions of the company's agents were excited, and when they opened the box, it contained the body of a Negro woman prepared for the dissecting knife and served up in a sack. The freight was returned to Mr. Cunningham.
That's just crazy. They just sent it
back
to him. I know. So, we're now going to take a break for a word from our sponsor. When we return, we'll talk about the end of William's career as a resurrection man and how he's at least partly to blame for the invention of something called the coffin torpedo.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection, in on-trend hues like Black Shine, Green, and Citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. And now in this season's must-have shades and patterns, add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with The Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out The Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine washable, and great looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
Welcome back to Criminalia. For more than a decade, William evaded arrest and punishment for his involvement in illegal body trade. But nothing lasts forever.
William is described as having been vindictive. And this came through in his work, at least in his graveyard work. In an act of revenge, William once sold and delivered a body infected with smallpox to naive medical students who had once played a joke on him. And several reports suggest that this was the beginning of the end for his career.
Yeah, it's a fast way to lose your goodwill with the medical community that's been covering up your stuff for a while.
Yeah, no kidding. Just give a bunch of them smallpox.
He had evaded arrest for roughly 15 years when his good luck changed for the worse. On August 31st, 1871, the Cincinnati Inquirer ran a feature on William when he was finally arrested. They wrote, quote, "Everybody knows Old Cunny, the resurrectionist, whose occupation for many years past has been to supply the various medical colleges of the city with subjects for dissection, and who, it is understood, has amassed quite a handsome competency at his contraband employment. 12 or 15 years ago, when he was in the prime of manhood, Cunny was so adroit and careful, though daring withal, that he carried on the business almost without molestation. But of late years, his increasing age and infirmity have several times thrown him into the hands of the officers, though by singular good fortune, he has hitherto escaped punishment."
Their feature continued as so. "Yesterday morning, about 1 o'clock, the attention of two police officers was attracted by the figure of an old man driving at a rapid rate down a Cincinnati street, followed by a crowd of men and boys running after him, hooting and hollering, 'Stop him, shoot him,' and the like. The officers called him to stop, but he only laid whip to his horse and drove past them. The horse, however, was lame, and the load in the wagon seemingly heavy, and after a short race, one of the officers grasped the bridle while the other took charge of the driver. The driver was Old Cunny, who, returning after a night's work at his ghoulish employment, had been delayed on his road home by an accident to his vehicle. In the wagon was found a sack containing the dead body of a man, while a similar package on the seat beside him contained the remains of a child, a boy 10 or 12 years old.
The Cincinnati Daily Gazette reported on his arrest as well. But their take was a little different, though. They wrote, quote, William Cunningham first fired his brain with whiskey, then fired off an enormous revolver on Central Avenue.
On September 12, 1871, local papers reported William had been indicted on 5 counts. We've actually seen that number also reported as low as 2. He entered a plea of not guilty, paid $300 bail, and was released. He was to answer to the charge of illegal possession of dead human bodies at the next session of the Common Pleas Court on January 31, 1872, but he didn't make it. On October 23, 1871, local papers reported that William was a patient in the Cincinnati hospital and that he, as quoted from the Inquirer, regarded the announcement of his demise yesterday morning as an error. The article described William as suffering from a, quote, temporary derangement of his system from heavy alcohol consumption. He promised the press he'd be out in a few days and he'd be back to business, but William died on November 2, 1871.
After his death, William was on the other side of the dissection door. He sold his body to the Medical College of Ohio for $50, and after their students were done practicing on it, the faculty had the skeleton put on display. Wrote the Cincinnati Inquirer on September 29, 1872, his ghastly skeleton, neatly articulated and wired, sits on a tombstone in the cabinet of that institution, while in his hand he grasps a spade, the emblem of his calling in life. Between his teeth, he holds a short pipe, as he was wont to in the days of flesh. The reporter noted that the only things missing from the exhibit were his gray horse and his wagon.
And then there's Mary. It's possible that it was William's wife who sold his corpse for $50, but it's not the story most often told of his death. We do know she picked up, or perhaps continued, body snatching work after he died. As reported in the Ohio State Journal on December 6, 1878, she was arrested along with 4 others for snatching the body of a child and selling it to Miami Medical College in Cincinnati. The article noted her as, quote, the widow of Cunningham, a former notoriety in this business.
Historians estimate that as many as 5,000 bodies were exhumed for dissection in Ohio in the 19th century. Although these kinds of methods weren't in place yet when William was actively snatching bodies, Ohioans, though this was not limited to Ohio, we should be clear, developed a few inventive ways to prevent bodies from being stolen from the grave. A lot of it had to do with Old Man Dead and his work, though. 6 years after William died, Philip K. Clover of Columbus, Ohio, for instance, invented and patented a device that was to, quote, prevent the unauthorized resurrection of dead bodies. Clover called his device a coffin torpedo, and here is how it worked. Buried underground, the torpedo would fire several lead balls into anyone who disturbed the grave. A few years later, in 1881, former probate judge Thomas N. Howell of Circleville, Ohio, received a patent for an exploding shell that would sit above a coffin and go off if the grave was disturbed.
Over time, the development of and the improvement of embalming methods slowed down the high demand for bodies at medical schools, not only in Ohio, but also across the United States and outside of the United States as well. And donated bodies, too, made a big impact on supply. Under the Uniform Anatomical Gift Act of the Ohio Revised Code, body donations, also called anatomical donations, became legal and commonplace at medical schools in the state, making William's profession there obsolete. Now that we've just mentioned embalming methods, do you
know? Right, time for embalming fluid.
Time for embalming fluid. Let's talk about what we're going to tip back for William.
I think this one will surprise you. The name is horrifying. So just know that up front.
Okay.
Because I'm calling it corpse juice. I'm playing a little bit with this in that I kept thinking about the idea of someone that would dress a corpse,
right,
and play act an entire scenario as they drove along.
There was a whole dialogue there.
Right. He had scenes written in his head. To me, that was all very funny. And so I thought it would be funny to like that scene, right? It's hilarious, but it is also grisly as hell when you think about it.
We laugh a little bit in these episodes because there's some of it really truly is on one level laughable, but it's grisly laughable. It's terrible laughable.
So grisly. And so I wanted to come up with a drink that sounded and even looks a little like, but it's amazingly delicious. I'm going to surprise you out of the gate with what the first ingredient is.
Oh, I can't wait.
Because you'll be like, wait, this doesn't seem like where we're going. First, you're going to chop some watermelon.
It's as if I have conjured this in the universe. So watermelon is one of my favorite things. And I am looking more and more and more and more and more now that it's springtime to watermelon. So I am with you on this.
That's exactly where I'm at. We are on the precipice here in the Northern Hemisphere of summer coming, and I also want to just have good summer drinks at the ready. But this one is fun. So you're going to chop some watermelon. You don't want uniform slices or cubes. You want it to look a little chunky. And you're going to retain the juice along with your chopped fruit and set it aside. You don't need a ton of it. I would say a couple tablespoons, and you have more than enough. You can also do it the lazy way, which I have done, which is you buy a bunch of watermelon and chop it, or you buy pre-chopped watermelon and you leave the juice and debris in the bottom of your bowl or wherever and just use that at the end. I eat watermelon at an alarming rate, so there's always plenty of this around the house. So then you'll have your little couple of tablespoons of sliced, chopped, chunked up watermelon and its juice. Set that aside, and into a glass with ice, you're going to pour 1.5 ounces of vodka. If you have a fruit-infused vodka, this is a great time to pull it out. I have one that is watermelon and basil.
Oh my God, that sounds delicious.
Yes, delicious. And onto that, I just poured 4-ish ounces of ginger ale. And then you just pour in your watermelon juice in the slurry. And so as it's falling to the bottom of the glass, it looks like viscera, and it looks a little like there's chunks of flesh in it, but it is so beautiful and tastes like summer.
I'm so conflicted here with it. I'm like, as soon as you started talking about chunks going in, I'm like, oh my God, this is called corpse juice and has chunks in it. This is going to be fantastic and horrible at the same time.
It's so good. I first tried it. I will tell you, in case anyone is listening and they're like, I know what I'll do. You could do this. You might be tempted to throw your watermelon in a blender or food processor. I found that came out too smooth. You want it a little chunkier than that. If you want to take away that sort of gruesome association, you could just puree it or whatever. And that will work fine. Obviously, the mocktail on this is easy. Just leave out the vodka. You're fine. Just the ginger ale with the chunks of fruit in it is pretty darn delicious. I'm going to keep saying the word chunks just to watch Maria's face squeak up every time. Chunky juice. It's so good. It's so delicious. I mean, this is like one of the simplest ones we've ever done. And as you're sipping it and you get to the end, because they fall to the bottom, your chunks. Your chunks, Maria. Those small ones towards the end will start to creep into your sips. And then you're reminded that you're drinking corpse juice.
Old man dead chunks in your juice.
Delicious. Delicious is what I'm saying. So yes, I will drink this in mocktail form all day long because delicious.
I'm going to go ahead and say that Mary, I would serve this to her. I'd be like, hey.
I don't think she'd like it. She would be like, please just give me a glass, an 8-ounce glass of whiskey. I don't mess with smaller portions.
We could say to her, but the scurvy.
It's good for you. This is like a nutritional cocktail.
Exactly. There's chunks in it.
Okay, enough of the chunky talk. So gross. Gosh, Maria, why? What's wrong with you?
Because it's delicious.
That all being said, this is a super yummy one. I'm going to go have another one here in a minute. Thank you for spending this time with us. I hope you have enjoyed this story of Old Cunny and his strange vocation. We will be right back here next week with another episode of Criminalia, and we hope you join us. Criminalia is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
What if we told you about a major breakthrough on awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays?
OMG, this could break the case.
Case? I'm talking about CheapCaribbean.com. It's full of hot savings. At CheapCaribbean.com, score an extra $175 off site-wide on vacations of four nights or more now through June 3rd. A swim-up bar in Punta Cana or dip your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun.
We gotta take this show on the road.
Start at CheapCaribbean.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.